You're listening to Navid Musa of The Mindset Movement. Alrighty guys, Navid Musa here from NavidMusa.com and The Mindset Movement podcast. Today is a wrap. It is part four of four for the Q&A session with me. And let's get into it, man. We tie everything up and we put it in a nice little package in a bow for you. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Maybe one of your sons, you know, in terms of business or, you know, something to avoid, or just a lesson learned, you know?
That's a good one.
Like, if you had to pick one thing that you would want your sons to tell somebody else, like, my dad always told me this, or this is the biggest lesson I learned from my dad.
Bet on yourself.
10 times out of 10, bet on yourself. I tell my son that, I tell both of them that to this day. Bet on yourself. I don't care what you do, what you have. I don't care if you've got your closest friends who are there, who are telling you, don't do it. And they mean it out of the best, out of their hearts. Don't do it. It's all this risk and stuff like that. Bet on yourself. And if they turn around and say, I told you so, they're not a friend. Simple as that. You know, I would say that is the first thing. The second thing, know the difference between an acquaintance and a friend. That's the second thing. They are different. I tell people I don't have a lot of friends, and I am fine with that. I legit am. I'm fine with that because I don't need to have a lot of opinions. I don't need to have a lot of opinions. So acquaintances are a plethora. Plenty around. No around, right? Stuff like that. So I would say bet on yourself is what the number one thing I would tell them to do is if you really, really have something good, then why the hell are you second-guessing it? If you're second-guessing it, that you're going to fail them, is it really that good? Right? Because if you fail, at least you can say, I tried it. It didn't work out the way I hoped it did, but at least I can say, I tried it. So that would say that that's it. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I would say, of that comment, more than 75-80% of my clients are actually females who are married, who unfortunately want to do this, and the significant other just doesn't want to support it. And it's not that. So, in the spirit of being vulnerable, my wife and I are in the opposites attract column. She's the yin to my yang, if you will. She's conservative, cubicle life. This is her all day long. She has no interest in what I do, could care less of what I do. That doesn't make her a bad person. To me, it did at first, because I'm like, how the hell are you not supporting me? But it's not that, and support is a really profound word. Here's why I say that. I have heard some serious, very, very daunting, negative, horror stories of people who their parents told them, you're never going to amount to nothing. I had a gentleman who told me, his mom said, nothing good happens to this family. So this deal you're working on, it was first wholesale deal. He said, that deal's not going to go for you, son, because now good stuff doesn't happen to this family. So that was his support system. How is he supposed to show support if he never got the proper support? So not to air my wife's business out, but she wasn't shown proper support growing up from her family. So how do I expect her to show me the support that I was given from my family? I told you, mom and dad knew each other since the fifth grade. My mom and dad were together forever. They went apart when my dad died. That's when they got apart, simple as that, right? So they knew only each other. So my support system is amazing. I'm very few people who can say that. I can't give you the broken story of, I don't know who my dad is. And I know who everybody is. I know a lot about my family. Right, and on birthdays, all this crap, favorite colors, foods, you name it, I know about my nieces and nephews, every last 22 of them, okay? And I can tell you honestly that it's hard when you are struggling in this business and we feel that we're alone. We feel that we have no one to talk to, and we feel that our significant other is not supporting us. And it's not that they're not supporting us, it's just that they don't understand the mentality of an entrepreneur. Their mentality is of the cubicle life, the W-2 world. And that's fine. We, as entrepreneurs, need to accept that and saying, okay, they didn't force me to sign up for this life. I signed up for this life. So if they're not going to support me, that doesn't make them bad. They're telling you where they stand. They're not lying to you, right? They're telling you where they stand. Hey, listen, babe, I love you, but I have to go to DECA tomorrow morning. I work.
Most people don't get that.
That's right.
A lot of people do not understand that.
Yeah, it's hard.
What's crazy is when both y'all are entrepreneurs, and life's real fucking crazy.
Life is crazy with that one right there. You know, you're absolutely right. When you're both entrepreneurs, then it's kind of like, well, you know, how do you balance that out? That's a whole different ballgame, a whole different discussion. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. No, that's fine. And I, if you're that single grinding individual, so I'll give you my schedule. Used to be my schedule. I would get up at 5, work out from 5 to 6, take a shower around 6:30, get my son up at 7 o'clock, get him dressed, get his breakfast ready, get him to school. Then I would work from 9 to 12, and then I would eat around 12 to 1, and then I'd get him off the bus around 2 o'clock, and I went to daddy mode. And I took care of him, did the homework with him and stuff like that, played with him, got him in activities, cooked dinner. When my wife got home, she would eat. I spent husband time with her. She went to bed around 10 o'clock, and then I worked from 10 to 1. That was my life for the 7-8 years. That was my life. She didn't give me that life. She didn't say, here's what you have to do.
You had the vision.
I had the vision. I had to put myself through that. So sometimes you are going to feel lonely. Everyone in here, you can tell you right now, you're going to feel lonely. You're going to feel lonely. You're going to feel by yourself. No one understands you. You're right and you're wrong. There's a lot of people out there. This is why one of the good reasons why social media is good is there's a lot of groups out there that you can talk to. There's people in this room you can talk to and find that stuff out and say, hey, I'm going through this. I'm going through that. I'm going through this. And it's like, you know what? I went through that. Here's how I handled it. Like Caesar asked me, who has not been in a funk ever in this room? Who has been in a funk? Exactly. And that's it. That is a wrap. That is part 4 of 4. So remember, this in on all was an 8-part series. We broke it up to 2 4 parts. We had a session where I spoke to a group of investors, both seasoned and aspiring newbies, if you will. And then at the end, we had a Q&A session and no questions was off limits. So we did that and we wrapped it up today. So hope you enjoyed it. Hope you got something from it. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Any comments, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. We're here for the criticism if that's what's needed for us to grow. So we can only fail forward, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Have a great one. Hope you enjoyed it. Please share us, like us, and I'll talk to you guys soon.